Sanibonani ebusuku.
I greet you this evening.
Ithunyiwe nami udadewethu ongelamayo.
I've been sent by my sister who comes after me.
Okunguyena owasungula iinkonzo zabasha.
She is the one who started the youth conferences.
Wayesungula kanjani na?
How did she start them?
Wayegula inkosi yamthatha wabuye wabuya wafa uJesu wambona ngamehlo.
She died, she was very sick, then she died, and she saw Jesus with her own eyes, and then she came back to life.
Wabuya wasixoxela ukuthi uma uhamba uyezulwini uhlangana nani leyo ndlela eyumcingo yena usiyayazi.
And when she came back, she shared with us concerning the narrow way that leads to heaven, which she had walked.
WaseNkulunkulu emembulela ukuthi akaqale enze inkonzo zabasha. Zazingekho nje.
We didn't have youth services at that time. And then God revealed to her that we should have these services.
Wathi mayekhuluma nomfundisi uStekeni lokho wakunqakela phezulu.
And when she shared that with Reverend Stegan, he accepted it with open arms.
Ngoba umholi wethu noma ungayingane noma ungabe umuntu omdala uyakuvivinya kuqala akubone ukuthi kuvela kuNkulunkulu noma cha.
Because our leader, Reverend Stegan, if you come to him, even if you're a child or even if you're an older person, he won't just reject it. He will take it and test it and see if it's from the Lord.
And
the Lord led her that we should have services for white young people, colored, Indian, and black young people.
Kusho ukuthi kwase kubonakala ukuthi lokho kunesithelo kanti kuyinto impela evela enkosini.
And African young people. And then there was fruit on that, and that confirmed the fact that it was from the Lord.
Kusho ukuthi wabuye wambulela futhi ukuthi akaqale iinkonzo zabantu abahlushwa idakamizwa nophuzo lolu lunamandla. Njoba sekukhona la ekhaya insizwa zomphakathi okhathazekile.
And then the Lord revealed to her that we should have special services for those with addiction problems, drug and alcohol addiction, as we've now got the concerned young people of South Africa.
Wamdedela ukubona ngempela ukuthi kuvela uNkulunkulu lokho kwabonakala futhi ithelo sokuthi bekuvela enkosini njengoba abantu beqhamuka emagumbeni amane bezoza la enkonzweni noma bezosifuna usizo.
And so Reverend Stegan allowed her to do that, and from the fruit that came forth from that, one could see that that was truly of God. And as we've seen it now growing and people coming from all four corners of the world coming for help.
Njoba nombona nje la okathethulwisa umsindo naye waba wakamu waba musha wathola lezi nkonzo. Omunye nangiya ehleli lapho malume cela sukume.
And there are also other young people that have been to these youth services like Malume here in the front.
Oshukuthi omunye nangu la emva kwami yena ozonithathela inkonzo nabo bathola ukuthi beyithole lezi nkonzo ngaye.
And also somebody else here behind me, you'll also see her. She was also One of those young people at that time who received those services from my sister.
Manje ke ungithumileke ukuthi hey akezukuphumelela ubuthaka.
And then she sent me with a message saying, unfortunately, she cannot come herself. She's not so well.
Bekukwendlalela nje enkulumeni ebengabe ebengeke mhlambe ayisho kunzima phela ukuyikhomba ngomuntu ukuthi niyabona nje lokhu kwaqala yimina kanje sengiyakhuluma ke bengashonga ukuthi angokusho.
Now that which I had said as my introduction, that she didn't send me to say, that was just from me. It's not easy for somebody to come and say, you know, just look at me, I started all this. She didn't ask me to say that, that was from me. Now I'll start passing on what she asked me to say.
Manje uthi ubonga kakhulu-ke bantu abasha ukuthi nikwazi ukucela emakhaya nifike la kwasiza abantu.
She said, young people, she wants to thank you very much that you asked your families at home, your parents, that you could attend this conference.
Uthi ke nomdlulisela ukubonga okukhulu noma futhi ngingabuye ngimfake na umfundisi Stekeni. Ngingangena nasemazwini akhe ngoba uye kusho uma sekuvalwa iy'nkonzo naye sengasale sengidlulisa naye ngoba uye kusho ukuthi uyabonga ukufika kwenu.
And that you must pass on her gratitude and thanks back to your families at home, to your parents. And let me just also say this, the Reverend Stegen also agrees with that sentiment.
Njengoba nami ngake ngamusha ngadlula khona lapho futhi ukuthi nami ngiyithole iy'nkonzo noma zazingekho ke ngaleso sikhathi ngo-1963 ezabasha.
Now I also was once young and also heard services, although we didn't have conferences of this kind in those years of 1963.
Kusho ukuthi ke uthe uma nizala ekhaya nisuke nizokwakhiwa nizokhombisa indlela yokuthi nifanele niphathe kanjani bantu abasha.
And she says, young people, when you come to these conferences, the intention is to build you up and that you will be the future generation.
Nibonile la abamhlophe nabantsundu becula ndawonye.
You saw here in the front the whites and Africans singing together.
Ngomfundisi uStekeni wambizayo wakwazi ukuthi ahlanganise izizwe zonke ngoJesu.
Reverend Stegen was called by God to bring the gospel and to unite all the different races together.
Kwakungekho webantu abasha babe vele bekhonzela bodwa, kwakuvele futhi noma kumngcwabo bengcwabe bodwa, noma kumshado beshade bonke. Kodwa ngaye ngokuthola imvuselelo wazakwazi izizwe zahlangana ndawonye.
Before, young people, it wasn't like this because the whites had their own services, the Africans had their services, when they had their marriages or funerals, it was only the one race. But through Reverend Stegen, God worked through him, through revival, and brought this about that all the races could come together and worship in harmony.
Kuphela nje beshumayela into eyodwa ukuthi izulu lilodwa isihogo sisodwa.
And he would preach this message that there is only one hell and there's only one heaven for everyone.
Alikho izulu lendiya, alikho izulu labantsundu, alikho izulu labamhlophe noma lamakhaladi, ethi nje izulu lilodwa baze bayibamba lento.
He said there's only one heaven. There's not a heaven for coloreds and separate one for Indians and another one for whites and another one for Africans. There's only one heaven, and you would keep on preaching that until it was driven home and people grasped that.
Njoba nibonileke becula la akukho kunyanyana, akukho ukuthi ngeke ngimeduze komhlophe, ngeke ngimeduze komnyama, kuhlangene ngayo Jesu.
And you saw them, the choir in the front, It wasn't that, you know, a white person maybe doesn't want to stand next to an African or vice versa. No, they are united through Christ.
And
so when we announce these youth conferences, young people, the idea is that your characters will be built up and your morals will be restored during such a time.
And
through these services, it's not that we're trying to cause people to join Kwasiza Bantu. Now you'll go back to where you come from and you'll serve the Lord there, live for Him there, and live the life of a Joseph in your community. Finally, now take hold of this final word. Because the final word is always a very weighty word which you need to pay attention to. Young person, your life is here. Your life is here in your own hands. If you let go of it and you waste it, you waste your own youth, your own purity. Revelation says, hold on to what you have. Hold on to it tightly. Young person, hold on to what you've received during these services. Hold on to Jesus, whom you've received during this conference. Hold on to Him and do not let go of Him.
Mr.
Hatebe mentioned it earlier today. He said the time will come when there won't be a famine for food, but a famine for the word of God. And maybe you'll wish then, oh, may there be a bus, may there be transport that will take me to those services. And it won't be there. So use the opportunity that you've got. And it was also mentioned, Mr. Stegen mentioned earlier also that Joseph, when he was there in Egypt, there wasn't a minister, a preacher that went with him. He had Jesus in his own heart who was there to teach him. And there in Amos, it says, beautiful young women and young men will go about staggering about searching for the word of God, and there'll be a famine of the word of God, and that's why I say, hold on to that which you have.
Miss Newland, I see Peace Lenko say, oh, Miss Ngamanga Enganen Zake, the passer 100% to stand at Chenwak.
Now, Miss Newlands will bring the message. She's the principal of the school here, and you'd be amazed that the children of her school and matric have 100% pass rate.
Ngani unoJesu naye amtholayo kwambambisisa futhi uyisebenzise inkosi ushumayela ivangeli.
Why? Because she too received Jesus and she held on to him, and she's also a co-worker in the work of the Lord.
When I'm reminded of the first services when I was still younger,
mangikhumbula lezo inkonzo zokuqala ngisemusha,
it warms my heart.
Lokho kuyenza inhliziyo yami ifudumale.
It was not in a big auditorium like this.
Kwakungekhona endlini enkulukazi njengale auditorium.
Right at the very beginning, it was just one small room. We were only a few young people.
Ekuqaleni kwakuyindlu nje encane sibambalwa.
And then it was in a tent.
Kwase kuqhubeka kwaba setendeni.
And like we've heard, it was Antumkulu who used to take those services for us.
Njoba sesizwileke uAntumkulu uye owayesiphathela inkonzo.
I cannot thank God enough for the influence of her life on my life, a godly life that she lives.
Angikwazi ukumbonga uNkulunkulu ngokwanele ngomthelela abanawo empilweni yami, indlela ayiphila ngayo, impilo yakhe kwakwazi ukuthi kube usizo nakumina.
Maybe you'll find it strange, but I actually call her Ma.
Mhlawumbe niyokubona kuyinto engajwayelekile, kodwa mina ngithi kuyena uMa.
And I'm not ashamed of calling her Ma.
Futhi anginamahloni ukuthi ngimbize kanjalo ngithi Ma.
It is true what Baba Duba has said.
Kuyiqiniso lokhu Baba Duba sekushilo.
When God comes into lives and when he works in lives, we are one. There's not even a suggestion of color or language difference.
UNkulunkulu esebenza empilweni zethu sibamunye. Akusabikho ukuthi sihlukaniswa ibala noma sihlukaniswa ilimi esikhulumayo.
Kube ngathi laba bahambayo noma niye eMthatha noma niye eMount Frere. Kuba ngathi uThixo angangigcine endleleni.
And to those who are living to Mthatha or Mount Frere, may the Lord keep you on the way.
Kwake kwenzeka sibe nenkonzo zabasha la ekhaya.
It happened once while we had youth services here.
Kwaba usuku lokugcina inkonzo sizophetha.
That on the last day of the youth services,
kwakukhona intombi behlezi ngala.
There was a group of young girls who were sitting on that side.
Umunye wabo ubephume ePitoli.
One of them was from Pretoria.
Iviki lonke awu ubejabula njengezinye ikhathi ayifikele enkonzweni, ngezinye ikhathi athi ngiphethwe ikhanda.
And for the whole week, she just lived her life. She came to the service if she wanted to. At times, she didn't come and claimed to have a headache.
Ngenkonzo yokugcina njenganamhlanje abanye benu inkonzo yokugcina.
And on the last day of the youth services, as it's a last day today for some of you,
uNkulunkulu wakhuluma naye.
The Lord spoke to that girl.
Inhliziyo yakhe ibiqinile, uNkulunkulu wayisebenza, wayesebona ukuthi kanti nami ngiyisoni esikhulu.
She had a very hard heart, but the Lord worked her heart and she realized how big a sinner she was.
Ekugcineni abanye bajabula bayahamba bayaphuma baya emabhasini bayothatha impahla yena wasala.
At the end, when the others were up and down happily going home taking their luggage, she remained behind.
Walungisa indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu.
And she made her life right before the Lord.
Ngakusasa ekuseni bavuka bazobuyela ekhaya.
And the next morning when they woke up ready to go home,
akazange afike ekhaya lo mntwana.
That girl did not reach her home.
Endleleni bahlangana nengozi.
On the way back home, they had an accident.
UJesu wamthatha wamlanda.
And the Lord Jesus took her.
Watengisisi thuba.
But she had used her time wisely.
Awubantabasha. Awazi na ukuthi ithuba lokugcina yini.
Young people, you as well, you don't know. Maybe it's your last opportunity.
Uma nginbuka nonke. Kuvukusizi enhlizweni yami.
If I look at you, I feel sorry.
Ngicabanga ukuthi ikusasa lakho izobanjani.
And I think, try to imagine, how is your future like?
Kodwa siyathola izwi likaNkulunkulu.
But we do read in the Word of God.
And that's what I want us to look at this evening.
Yilokho engithanda ukuba sikubuke kusihlwa.
If those at the back can put the screen on. In Deuteronomy chapter 28.
Encwadini ka Deuteronomy isahluko sika 28.
There's a chapter that is a wonderful chapter.
Kukhona isahluko esiyisimanga.
That tells us about the blessings of God.
Isahluko lesi sisitshelayo ngezibusiso zikaNkulunkulu.
And I want to start reading from the very first verse.
Ngithanda ukuba ngiqale ukufunda kusukela evesini lokuqala.
If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth.
Kuyakuthi uma ulalela nokulalela izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho uqaphela ukuyenza yonke imiyalo yakhe engikuyala ngayo namuhla uJehova uNkulunkulu wakho akuphakamise phezu kwazo zonke izizwe zomhlaba.
All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God.
Zonke lezi zibusiso ziyakufika phezu kwakho zikufice uma ulalela izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho.
These days we have been looking at the life of a man who obeyed God.
Kulezi insuku besibukeza impilo yomuntu owamlalela uNkulunkulu.
He obeyed God no matter what was happening.
Wamlalela uNkulunkulu nakuba ubebhekene nesimo esinjani.
Young people, when you leave here and you go to your homes, you're going to meet up with different situations.
Bantu abasha, masenihamba la niphindele emakhaya, nizohlangana nezimo eziningi ezahlukene.
But I have no doubt, if you obey God fully, you will receive a blessing.
Kodwa angabazi uma umlalela uNkulunkulu ngokuphelele, uyakusifumana isibusiso.
In that same chapter, in verse 15 we read.
Kuso leso sahluko evesini la 15 sifunda okulandelayo.
However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come upon you and overtake you.
Kuyakuthi uma ungalaleli izwi likaJehova uNkulunkulu wakho ukubuqaphela ukwenza yonke imiyalo yakhe nezimiso zakhe engikuyala ngazo engikuyala ngakho namuhla zonke lezi ziqalekiso zikwehlele zikufice.
Now that chapter is divided into two parts.
Lesahluko lesi sihlukaniswe ingxenye ezimbili.
The first 14 verses list all the blessings that every single one of us can receive if we obey God.
Amavesi ango 14 oqala abhalile abali izibusiso sonke singakwazi ukuthi siyithole uma simlalela uNkulunkulu.
But from verse 15 it tells about all the curses that you will have if you don't obey God.
Kodwa kusukela evesini lika 15 kukhulunywa ngeziqalekiso ongayifumana uma ungamlaleli uNkulunkulu.
Joseph chose to obey God. And you saw yesterday evening through the presentation how blessed his life was. He was so blessed that he brought God's blessing to a foreign nation. Even if you come from a home where there are people who are not Christians, maybe at the place where you come from, there are many things that are done. Like Joseph was in a heathen nation. But even in this heathen nation, he obeyed God. And that whole nation was blessed. At the beginning, his brothers didn't recognize the blessing on his life. You saw how they treated him. But at the end, he saved their lives. He saved them from hunger. Not everybody will appreciate it if you obey God. Not everybody is going to appreciate it if you go home and you say, I'm sorry for the life that I've lived. I'm going to change.
Akubona bonke abantu abazokujabulela bakwamukele. Uma usubuyele ekhaya ufike uthi ngiyaxolisa ngempilo engiyiphilile, sengiyaguquka manje.
But at the end, when they see God's blessing on your life, they will have to acknowledge that you have chosen the right thing.
Kodwa ekugcineni uma sebebona isibusiso sikaNkulunkulu phezu kwempilo yakho, bazokwamukela bakujabulela.
Joseph received a great blessing within his family because he respected his father. You saw yesterday evening how he respected his father. Sometimes he wanted to go with his brothers, but his father said no. You have to stay here. And he obeyed. And the fact that he obeyed his father and what he learned from his father helped him in the future. He didn't know that these very things my father is teaching me will help me in the future. We live in a society where young people don't respect their parents. I don't know how you treat your parents. This verse said, if you fully obey the Lord, he's given us his commandments. His commandments were given to Moses. They were written on tablets of stone. But because Jesus came, these commandments can be written in our hearts. I just want to look at one commandment. Honor your father and mother in the Lord. Young people,
Bantabash.
Are there maybe mothers and fathers at home crying because of their sons and daughters and the way they treat their parents?
Kungenza kuthi bakhona yini obaba no mama abakhalayo emakhaya bekhala ngenxa yezingane zabo ezingafuni ukubalalela.
Maybe your mother this week was at home and saying, God, please touch my son. Please touch my daughter. I don't know what to do anymore about my son and daughter.
Mhlambe kulezi insuku uma wakho usele ekhaya uyakhala uthi hawu uNkulunkulu thinti indodana yami thinti indodakazi yami angisazi ukuthi ngizomenzani manje.
Maybe it's your aunt, maybe it's your grandmother or your grandfather.
Mhlambe uaunt wakho, mhlambe umamncane, mhlambe umkhulu noma ugogo.
This man, his name is Mark Mero.
Lendoda le ikamalayo Mark Mero.
He was a boxer and a professional wrestler.
Umuntu ushaya isibhakela futhi wayekade kulabantu ababamba nayo belwa.
On the left side you can see a golden belt that he received because of his achievements.
Siyabona laphaya ibhande aligaxile esithombeni alitholayo ngenxa yokuphumelela kwakhe kulokho ebekwenza.
Today he doesn't box and he doesn't wrestle anymore.
Namhlanje akasashaya isibhakela akasekho kwi-wrestling.
But this is the story that he told.
Kodwa nansi indaba ayixoxa.
Because of his achievements in wrestling, he would be sent all over the world to go and represent his country.
Ngenxa yokuphumelela kwakhe kwi-wrestling, ubehamba amazwe ahlukene ethunywa khona eyomela izwe lakubo.
He had a mother who loved him very much.
Wayenoma wakhe wayekade emthanda uma wakhe kakhulu.
And he tells the story of what happened.
Uyayixoxa indaba elanda ukuthi kwenzakalani.
His mother used to teach him how to live right.
Uma wakhe wayemfundisa ukuba aphile kanjani impilo eqotho.
But he chose to listen to his friends.
Kodwa yena wakhetha ukulalela abangani bakhe.
His friends were more important to him than his mother and what she taught him.
Abangani bakhe kwaba yibona ababaleka kakhulu abasemqoka kuyena kunoma wakhe nalokho uma wakhe amfundise khona.
So much so that if she would come to school and watch him playing.
Kakuthi uma ngabe befika esikoleni embona edlala.
And she would shout, "Come on, come on," when he was playing football.
Kuthi mama wakhe ememeza emgqugquzela embona edlala ibhola emgqugquzela ukuthi qhubeka ngani yami.
His friends would say, "Is that your mother?"
Abangani bakhe bambuze bathi uma wakho yini lo.
And he'd look.
Bezobuka.
No, I don't know her.
Abesethi hayi cha angimazi.
He was ashamed of his mother.
Wayenamahloni ngoma wakhe.
When he'd come back after drinking and doing drugs at night, at 2 o'clock, the light would still be on and his mother would be waiting for him.
Bezothi uma ngabe ebuya kuyophuza efika edakiwe ebuya kuyosebenzisa idakamizwa ngo-2 intatha ekhaya uma wakhe ubesakhanyisile emlindini.
And he'd come into the house and he was intoxicated and slammed the door.
Afike ekhaya edakiwe kahleli icaba.
And his mother would say, "Mark, Mark."
Uma wakhe amnemeza ethi, "Mark."
And he had answered and said, "I've got no time for you."
Aphendula athi anginasikhathi sakho ma.
And she'd say, "Mark, I haven't seen you all day."
Athi uma wakhe, "Hawu mntanami Mark, angikubonanga nje imini yonke."
"I waited for you."
Bengikulindile.
And he'd just leave her sitting there.
Avele asuke amshiye nje hleli phansi.
And once he went to Japan, to Hiroshima. And there he was a very important person because of his achievements.
Kulinyusuku wathunywa eJapan, wafika lapho waba umuntu ohlonishwayo ngenxa yokuthi ubephumelela.
He was in this big hotel.
Esese hotela la bezolala khona.
And then one night.
Kubunye ubusuku.
3 o'clock in the morning. It was a knock on the door. And he thought, who's coming now at this time of the night? He opened the door. Somebody came with a phone. They're trying to get you from your home.
He
said, what? Why are they looking for me? He answered the phone. And so a relative said, Mark, you better come home. He said, why? What's happened? No, you better come home.
He
said, no, tell me on the phone. Tell me what's happened. Your mother has died. When he tells the story, he threw the phone on the ground. He ran out of the hotel into the street. And he looked at the stars. And he held up his hands. And he said, Mother, forgive me, forgive me. He got into the plane and went home. I wish you could listen to him telling the story. He got there in time for the funeral. It was the funeral. And he stood right at the back of the church. And right at the end of everything, he went and he saw there's his mother lying in the coffin. And he bent down. And he said, Mother, please speak to me one more time. Please forgive me.
Watching Tetele.
But she was dead.
Kotumawake Wesefi.
And that's why he goes from high school to high school and teaches people. He says, I didn't respect my mother. Please don't ever live with that regret in your heart. It never goes away.
Hingako manje hambi ikole hambela ma high school. Ebaxwayise ethi balalelene abazali benu ningehlelo kwangehlela mina ngimlalelanga uma lokho kuyisola akusuka enhlizweni kuyahlala njalo.
And God gives us other adults. God gives us other adults.
UNkulunkulu uyasipha abanye abantu abadala.
Young people who help other young people, teachers, community members who are adults.
Abantu abasiza abanye abantu abasha, othisha, abaholi emphakathini.
How do you treat the grandmothers in your community?
Laba bantu abadala njenganogogo emphakathini wakini, ubaphatha kanjani?
Now this verse says, honor your father and mother in the Lord.
Leli verse leli lithi hlonipha uma wakho nobaba wakho enkosini.
Sometimes there are moments when there's an adult and you must obey God rather than that adult.
Kwesinye isikhathi kuba khona isikhathi la kodwa ukuthi ulalele uNkulunkulu kunalowo muntu omdala.
Like Joseph.
NjengaNoJoseph.
Here's this woman.
Nangulo wesifazane.
He was still young when he got to Egypt.
Wayesemncane ngesikhathi efika eGibhithe.
And she was an adult.
Lo wayesemdala kuyena lo wesifazane.
But Joseph said, no, I obey God rather than what you tell me to do.
Kodwa uJoseph wathi cha, mina ngizolalela uNkulunkulu kunalokho wena othi angikwenze.
You see, sometimes there are temptations that can come even through an adult.
Kwesinye isikhathi khona izilingo ezingafika zifika ngumuntu omdala.
Temptations can come in any way.
Izilingo zingafika ngendlela eziningi ezahlukene.
Maybe you've got an older brother.
Mhlawumbe unobhuti omdala.
And he says, come on, just drink. Maybe you've got an older aunt. Come with me. I know where to go so that you can find a boy. Maybe you've got a group of friends and they're older ones and you're scared of them. There are many temptations. Mark told about all these temptations he met up with and he gave in. And he regretted it for the rest of his life. But Joseph resisted the temptation. And he said no.
What a car.
How can I sin before God? Unfortunately, young people sometimes go to the temptation. They go to where they know there's a problem. Like this little mouse. There's nothing this mouse can do. He's caught. He can't go back. He went to the temptation. He left that safe place where he could have stayed. Now it's a pity it doesn't seem like the sounds
working.
But when he comes out of his hole, there's a song. I'm on top of the world. He doesn't realize he's only standing on cheese and a trap. And after he's caught in the trap, the song changes. This is the end, my friend. Now let me play it again. Watch. He leaves his safe place. He goes to the danger, to the temptation. He starts eating. And he gets bolder. And he's caught. He's caught. How many young people aren't there today? This is where they find themselves. Because they went to the temptation. Young girls, why do you go there when you know there's something bad that will happen? Why do you go? Young men, why do you go when you know that that alcohol, that lifestyle will destroy you and you'll be caught in a trap like this mouse? But if you like Joseph, And you know I want to obey God.
And
you fully listen to His commandments. It doesn't mean you won't have temptations. It can happen like Joseph. He was where he should have been doing what he should have been doing. The temptation came to him. But he said no. It's like this young man. He was in a bicycle race. It happened here at near Pietermaritzburg. He was in the race doing nothing wrong. And something happened. Somebody stopped to help him. And picked him up. Now we'll watch it again.
So ibuka futhi.
Now just let me explain here.
Ake ngichaze la.
He was in the race.
Wayekade esemjahweni.
A buck came. Hit him on the head. He didn't die. He didn't go out the race. He got back on his bicycle. And he shows the cameras, it's not on here, his helmet. He had a helmet on his head. So when that buck hit him, he could get back onto his bicycle and carry on in the race. What do we know? We need to have the helmet of salvation that will protect us when that temptation comes. Young men, those temptations will come. But if you are like Joseph, who had God in his heart, and you are saved, you have this helmet of salvation, even if those temptations come, you can carry on the race, following the Lord. When that evil day comes, Paul said, stand. Joseph stood. His choice was to obey every day.
UJoseph wama ngoba yena wekhethile ukuthi alalele usuku nosuku.
And because he stood, history changed.
Ngenxa yokuthi yena wama waguqula umlando.
His history changed. His history.
Kwashintsha umlando wempilo yakhe.
His family's history changed.
Kwashintsha umlando womndeni wakubo.
And the whole known world at that time changed.
Nezwe laleso sikhathi laguqulwa lonke.
Where are the young people here in South Africa who will bring about a change because they like Joseph, they obey God? They know how to resist temptation. In Jeremiah 29 verse 11, we read that God says to us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future."
Jeremiah 29 verse 11, nethemba.
Maybe you sit here thinking, I've got no future.
Mhlawumbe uhleli lana wena ucabanga ukuthi hayi angisenalo ikusasa.
If I think of my past, it's bad.
Uthi uma ngicabanga impilo engiphuma kuyona yimbi.
I'm not like Joseph. I don't come from a Christian family.
Angifani noJosepha mina, angiphumi emndenini okholwayo.
I didn't have a father to tell me what to do and how to live.
Bengenayo ubaba bekade engiqondise engitshela ukuthi angiphile kanjani.
But you've got a God who says, I have plans for you.
Kodwa nokho naye uNkulunkulu othi mina nginamacebo ngawe.
Each young girl who is sitting here.
Wonke amantombazana ahleli la.
Each young boy who's sitting here.
Zonke insizwa ezikhona ezihleli la.
There's nobody in this whole auditorium that God doesn't say this to. I have a plan for your life.
Akekho noyedwa khona kulelo holo kusihlwa. uNkulunkulu angaliqondisile kuye leli vesi uma ethi nginimcabango mina ngawe.
In 1 Corinthians 2 verse 9 we read.
Encwadini yabaseKorinte bokuqala isahluko sesibili ivesi lika 9 sifunda lokhu.
But as it is written, I has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him.
Kuthiwa kepha njengoba kulotshiwe ukuthi lokho iso elingakubonanga nendlebe engakuzwanga okungavelanga enhlizweni yamuntu uNkulunkulu akulungisela abamthandayo.
Maybe when Joseph was sold as a slave, he didn't know what God would do with him.
Mhlawumbe ngesikhathi uJoseph edayiswe eba isigqila, wayengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyomenzelani.
When he was in prison, he didn't know, what is God going to do with me?
Lapho esejele, wayengazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzoyenzani impilo yami.
But he still trusted God.
Kodwa nokho waqhubeka wamethemba uNkulunkulu.
He still obeyed God.
Wamlalela uNkulunkulu.
He provided food for the hungry.
Wakwazi ukuthi alethe ukudla kudla abampofu.
If he hadn't been there to explain Pharaoh's dream and to put in the plan of action to save Egypt and the countries around Egypt, they would have all died of hunger.
Uma yena wengafikanga chaza amaphupho kaFaro ukuthi kuzowenzakalani bonke abantu babeyofa indlala.
Maybe you too. God wants to use you.
Mhlawumbe nawe uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusebenzisa.
Where are the Josephs here? Girls, you can live a life like Joseph.
Bapho Josepha phakathi kwethu. Nani mantombazana ningayiphila impilo njengaJoseph.
What about you and me?
Mina nawe.
We live here in South Africa.
Siphila la ezweni laseNingizimu Afrika.
Don't you think God needs us in this country?
Awuboni ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyasidinga kuleli zwe na?
And he says to you today,
uthi kuwe namhlanje,
you have no idea what I want to achieve in your life.
Uthawazi wena uqonda ukuthi kungakanani engifuna ukufeza ngempilo yakho.
If you will only obey me.
Uma nje ubungangilalela.
If you will give yourself to me.
Uma ubunganikela ngempilo yakho kimi.
If you would take my word and put it in your heart.
Uma ubungathatha izwi lami ulifake enhlizweni yakho.
Is there hope for our country if we are not like Joseph's? There's no hope.
Likhona yini ithemba ngezwe lakithi uma singafani noJosepha? Alikho.
But if we do what we read in Deuteronomy, fully obey the Lord, there are blessings that are going to come upon us and our country.
Kodwa uma thina senza lokho kushiwoyo kuDeuteronomy 28, simlalele nokumlalela uJehova, khona izibusiso eziyowehla zehlela izwe lakithi.
There'll be blessings on your families.
Kuyoba khona izibusiso phezu kwemindeni yenu.
Because of Joseph, his family was blessed.
Ngenxa kaJoseph umndeni wakubo wabusiseka.
Young men,
zinsizwa,
are you bringing a blessing onto your families or a curse?
Ngabe wena nsizwa uletha izibusiso
Young girls, are we bringing a blessing or a curse onto our families? I want to tell you this. Why don't you go home and also be like Joseph? Bring food to your family. You maybe say, I haven't got a farm. You don't need a farm. Look at what these people have done. Instead of throwing bottles around, they take the bottles, put good soil in, and plant seedlings. Young men, surely you can do this. Young girls, can't you plant? Instead of sitting around doing nothing, saying I'm bored, can't we do something like this? And if you do enough, you can even sell it. Joseph worked hard. He fed a nation. If you look at that picture in the top right-hand corner, that's my father's garden. I don't need to go to the shop and buy lettuce. My father provides all the lettuce. And tomatoes and all sorts of vegetables. If we would do something like this, God can bless it. Bab Mfundisi has often told us, use your hands, do hard work, God will bless it.
Bab Mfundisi kaningi esitshele ethi sebenzisa izandla zakho, sebenza uNkulunkulu uyokubusisa.
Work hard.
Sebenze kanzima.
Don't be afraid of hard work.
Ungawusabi umsebenzi.
Some people only want to write with a pen.
Abanye abantu bafuna nje kuba umabhalane baphathe ipeni.
Nobody can't do this kind of work as well. All of us have done it in our lives.
Akekho umuntu ongahluleka ukwenza lo msebenzi. Sonke siwenzile empilweni zethu.
That was another characteristic of Joseph.
Lokho kwakungolunye uphawu lwempilo kaJoseph.
Have we got lazy young people in South Africa, or have we got people who work hard like Joseph did?
Ingabe la eSouth Africa sinabantu abangamavila yini noma sinabantu abasebenza kanzima njengoJoseph?
Maybe you think you can't do anything. There's no career. Are you a Joseph wherever you are, in whichever career you have?
Mhlambweni uthi hayi akukho ngakwenza, akho umsebenzi ongawenza. Ingabe ufana noJoseph yini?
There where you work, whatever that work is, are you a Joseph? Whether it's in your own garden, or working hard, what does your yard look like? Is it clean and tidy? What about the yards around you? Why don't you go and help people who are your neighbors? That's what Joseph did. He helped another nation. What about honesty? Are we honest young people like Joseph was? Joseph told the truth. Do you remember? He went and told his father that his brothers had been intoxicated and weren't looking after the sheep. Young men, let's be quiet now. That's better.
Sekungcono.
Yeah, much better.
Ngcono impela, nibambe kanjalo.
If we can't be honest, if we can't tell the truth, do you think there'll be a blessing?
Uma singakwazi ukuthembeka, singakwazi ukukhuluma iqiniso, sicabanga ukuthi siyoba khona yini isibusiso.
What about our schools?
Iy'kolo zethu zona.
Here in South Africa.
Khona la ezweni lakithi eNingizimu Afrika.
Are you a Joseph in your school?
Ingabe ungujosepha yini esikoleni sakho?
In your classroom?
Phakathi eklasini.
With your friends?
Ma unabangani bakho?
Whether they're Christians or not Christians.
Noma bekhole noma bengakhole.
Are you a Joseph?
Ngabe uye yini uJoseph?
This country needs Josephs in the schools.
Lelizwe leli liyabadinga uJoseph ezikoleni.
We heard about CSE.
Sizwile ngale mfundo ehlongozwayo efundisa ngezocansi.
We heard the challenge this afternoon for parents, teachers and children.
Sizwile inkinga ezizolethwa yilokhu. Esiqondene nabafundi nabazali nothisha.
Are you going to be a Joseph concerning this?
Ingabe wena uzoba uJoseph yini kukho lokhu?
And say, how can I sin before God? I will not learn this which will make my mind filthy.
Uthi ngona kanjani phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu? Ngeke ngize ngone ngalento ezongcolisa, ngeke ngiyifunde.
If you're at university.
Uma ngabe use university.
God needs Joseph at the universities.
Khona ema university uNkulunkulu ufuna uJoseph.
Are you someone who brings about all the drugs, the alcohol, the pornography at the universities?
Ingabe uyilo umuntu lowo oletha utshwala ofaka ama drug phakathi ema university?
And you say you've gone to university to study a BCom.
Bese uthi wena uhambile e university ofundela i BCom.
And meanwhile, you're studying boys or you're studying girls.
Kona kona labo no tufunde incwadi zakho wena ufunda abafana noma ufunda amantombazana.
There was a man, David Livingston.
Ikhona indoda yake yaphila uDavid Livingston.
Maybe you've heard about him.
Mhlambi senake nezwa ngaye.
He lived many years ago.
Wayiphila eminyakeni eminingi eyadlule.
And when it was his funeral, he was buried in London. He was a great, great missionary. He took the gospel to many, many people. Even if it was dangerous. He left his home and took the gospel to people. And on the day of his funeral, everybody was lining the streets to see his coffin coming. And there was a couple standing on by the street watching. Their names were Mr. and Mrs. Oxby. And as they were standing there, they felt somebody pushing them aside. And there was this man coming and he was dirty, a tramp. And he pushed them aside and he said, I've got a right to see this coffin. But he looked terrible. And this woman said, who are you? And he said, David Livingston and I were in the same Sunday school class.
Why is that lo muntu mina nalo David Livingston okuzibhokisi lakhe la? Sunday school, ndawonye.
But look what I've become. Because I chose not to follow Jesus. David Livingston chose to follow Jesus.
David Livingston yena wakhetha ukulandela uJesu.
Where are the Josephs today who will impact the world?
Bapho Josepha namhlanje abazoba umthelela izwe lonke.
Are there Josephs here?
Bakhona yini phakathi kwethu?
Who will change the world where they go?
Abazoliguqula izwe nanoma ikuphi la beya khona.
Where are the Josephs that will change South Africa?
Bapho Josepha abazoguqula iSouth Africa.
You can't change South Africa if you still can't be quiet.
Ngeke uguqule iSouth Africa uma uhluleka nje ukuthula khona la enkonzweni.
But I'm so glad that there are those today that God is saying, I have plans for you.
Kodwa ngiyathokoza ngoba bakhona uNkulunkulu athi kubona nginamacebo nginamaplani ngani.
These are the blessings I want to give you.
Athi kubona nazi izibusiso engithanda ukunipha zona.
Where are the Josephs today who will change the communities where they live?
Bapho Josepha namhlanje abazoguqula imiphakathi abaphila kuyona.
Like Joseph did.
Njengoba uJosepha enze.
Joseph's obedience changed future generations.
Ukulalela kukaJosepha kwaguqula izizukulwane ezilandelayo.
What change will you bring about to future generations?
Yiphi wena inguquko oyiletha kwizizukulwane ezizolandela?
What are you teaching younger people than yourself?
Ubafundisani laba abancane kunawe?
Are you passing on the gospel?
Ingabe uyabadlulisela yini ivangeli?
Are you teaching them to be pure because you chose to be pure?
Uyabafundisa yini ukuba msulwa ngoba nawe ukhethe ukuba msulwa?
That's what Joseph did.
Yilokho akwenza uJoseph.
Joseph resisted Potiphar's wife, but God gave him a wife.
UJoseph wamelana nomka Potiphar, uNkulunkulu wamupha owakhe unkosikazi.
Her name was Asenath.
Igama lakhe kwakungu-Asenath.
Now there's an interesting thing about this woman.
Manje khona ke indaba eyisimanga ngalo wesifazane.
Historians say that she was a daughter of the priest of On.
Indaba yakhe mayilanda ukuthoko kwindodakazi yompriest wase On.
But she converted and became a person who believed in the God that Joseph believed in.
Kodwa waphenduka wayesekholwa kuNkulunkulu lo uJoseph ebekholwa kuyena.
And she brought up her two children, Manasseh and Ephraim, to believe in the God that Joseph believed in.
Wayeseyikhulisa ingane zakhe uEphraim noManasseh ekutheni bakholwe kulo uNkulunkulu ayekholwa uyena.
And future generations, their children and their children's children continued to serve God.
Izukulwane zalandela izingane zabo nezingane zezingane zabo zaqhubeka ekumkhonzeni uNkulunkulu.
So don't say I wasn't born in a Christian home.
Ungasho wena ukuthi angizalwanga ekhaya lamaKristu.
God took this woman and said, "You can be part of my nation."
Ngoba uNkulunkulu wamthatha lwesifazane wathi nawe ungaba ingxenye yesizwe sami.
So you too can be a part of God's nation.
Nawe ungaba ingxenye yesizwe sikaNkulunkulu.
We heard about Rahab.
Sizwile ngoRahab.
She too belonged to a foreign nation, but God chose her and said, "You can belong to my nation."
Nayo uRahab wayengowesinye isizwe abezizwe, kodwa uNkulunkulu wathi nawe.
And so this woman, instead of continuing with the religion of Egypt, took the faith of the true God of Israel. There were two men who lived at a similar time. Jonathan Edwards. And Max Jukes.
No, Max Jukes.
Jonathan Edwards served God and obeyed God like we read in Deuteronomy.
Jonathan Edwards, wamlalela uNkulunkulu njengoba sifundile kuDeuteronomy.
His children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren became great, great people. Amongst them were 100 people who worked in the church who were Christians.
Izukulwane zakhe, ingane zeingane zakhe, neingane zeingane, baba abantu abaphumelela abakhonza uNkulunkulu, kubana abantu abayikhulu, ababa abantu ababa senkonzweni besebenza enkonzweni.
Because he chose to obey God.
Ngoba yena wakhetha ukulalela uNkulunkulu.
Like Joseph.
Njengano Joseph.
But Max Jukes was a wicked man.
Kodwa uMax Jukes lona wayeyomuntu omubi.
And you can read there what happened to his generations.
Ungafunda lapha njengoba ubona ukuthi izukulwane zakhe zaba abantu abanjani.
Young people, your choice today.
Mntomusha ukhetha kwakho okhetha namhlanje.
Won't only affect you.
Ngeke kuthinte wena kuphela.
It will affect those around you.
Kodwa kuyothinta nalabo abaseduze kwakho.
If you choose to follow the Lord and obey his commands.
Uma ukhetha ukulalela uNkulunkulu ulandele imiyalo yakhe.
God's blessings will follow you.
Izibusiso zaNkulunkulu zowela phezu kwakho.
But if you don't.
Kodwa uma ungalaleli.
Even today.
Ngisho nanamhlanje.
We read in the Bible there will be curses that follow those.
Siyafunda eBhayibhelini kuba khona iziqalekiso eziyolandela abanjalo.
And maybe at the end your life is just one big sorry. There's nothing to show for the life you've lived here on earth.
Mhlambe kugcineni impilo yakho kuyoba impilo nje yokuyisola kodwa kungekho ngakuveza ngokuphila kwakho kulomhlaba.
Because you did not fully obey God.
Ngoba umlalelanga uNkulunkulu ngokuphelele.
You were given the opportunity.
Ulinikeziwe ithuba.
But you didn't repent.
Kodwa uphendukanga.
You didn't say, God, I want to serve you.
Awushonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngithanda ukukhonza.
I want to serve you like Joseph did.
Ngifuna ukukhonza njengoJoseph.
But how wonderful for those who say there's like Joseph, there's one true God, and this is the God I want to obey.
Kodwa kuyisimanga kumnandi kangakanani kulabo abathi munye kuphela uNkulunkulu. Uye lo uNkulunkulu engifuna ukuthi ngimkhonze.
Like Joseph, and in the end he became a great, great instrument in God's hands.
Njengano Joseph ekugcineni waba yithulusi elikhulu esandleni sikaNkulunkulu.
God puts this before us today.
uNkulunkulu uyakubeka lokhu phambi kwethu namhlanje.
I wonder what you're going to choose.
Ingabe wena uzowenza njani?
How many times this week haven't you heard God speaking to your heart?
Kuleliviki nje kangakanani uza uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nenhliziyo yakho.
And maybe you've said, but I'm just going to stay like I am.
Kodwa mhlawumbe wena uthe hayi ngizoyihlalela nginjengoba nginjalo.
And God has plans for you.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu unamaplani namacebo ngawe.
Make right your life.
Lungisa impilo yakho.
Become a Joseph.
Yiba uJosepha.
There's still time to do that.
Sisekhona isikhathi sokwenza lokho.
Thank you.
Siyabonga.
Siyabonga kakhulu Miss Newlands ngalokho osihlomulise ngakho.
Thank you so much Miss Newlands for that message and for equipping us as you did.
Sesizwile abantu abasha kubili nje kuphela.
Now young people, we've heard there are only two options.
Khona bazohamba lapha nesibusiso sikaNkulunkulu.
There are those who will leave with God's blessing.
Ngani ngoba belalela benza lokho kufuna uNkulunkulu.
Why? Because they heard and they obeyed what God expected from them.
Bazophuma la baqhakaze ngaphandle babe nekusasa elihle.
They will leave from here and they will flourish and they will have a blessed future.
Kodwa khona abanye abazosuka la baphindele emuva basifune isibusiso behla benyuka besifuna isibusiso singanakutholakala.
But there are those who will leave, and afterwards they'll wish for to receive a blessing. They long for it, they look for it, only to find that it's not there.
Uyothi wena unamabhadi, izinto azikulungeli, uyohlaba imbuzi, zama lokhu, kungalungi lutho, kanti indaba yonakala la, awulalelanga lokhu wawutshelwa khona.
And it will look to you as if you're just experiencing bad luck, and as if everything just goes wrong in your life, and you'll try different things, maybe even slaughtering to the ancestors to try and get good luck. But where did it go wrong? It went wrong there, where you heard God's word and did not obey. So listen, young people. I just hear the buzz of bees amongst you. I don't know where they came from. Not so long ago, perhaps 2 years ago, there was an important person who came with an important position, a certain lady.
Lona wesifazane, umuntu osesikhundleni esiphezulu eminyangweni ethize kahulumeni.
This lady,
lo wesifazane ufunela ingane yakhe isikole.
This lady came here. She had an important government position, and she was looking for a school for a child. She wanted to apply to the school.
Lalela kahle mntomusha.
Now listen, young person.
Masimbuka lona wesifazane uthi ay ngifisa ukufunela ingane yami isikhala la ukuba ingane yami ithole lokhu engakutholayo nami ngilapha einkonzweni.
This particular lady said, I've come to apply for my child at this school because I want my child to receive that which I received when I visited the mission.
Mangabe sihamba naye lona wesifazane wathi, hawu, nansi indlu esasilala kuyona. Ebali iminyaka eminingi edlule. Ethi, ngikhumbula kahle la kule ndlu le building le. Kwakukhona imbhede, kukhona phansi, kukhona phakathi nendawo, kukhona phezulu. Isekhona nje.
And then as we walked around and we had a sighting tour of the mission, then she said, I remember this building so well. That's where I used to sleep. And there was a triple bunk bed in that dormitory. Is it still like that? She asked.
Sathau, isekhona, nkosikazi Sibanibani, isekhona leyo mbhede. Wathi yena, ngeke ngikhohlwe lokhu uNkulunkulu asenzela khona, silala kulolo hlobo lwembhede.
And then we said, yes, it's still like that. And she said, I will never forget what God did for us there when we slept in those beds, what we experienced then.
Kukhona bazohamba nesibusiso ngenxa yokulalela. Uzobona kusasa, ikusasa labo ukuthi sizoba njani.
You will see those who leave, having obeyed, what a blessing will follow them and what a bright future they'll experience.
Uzobona futhi bazobonakala ngombala labo abangamahlongandlebe abangalaleli uzokubona ukuhlupheka umuntu omusha.
On the other hand, it will clearly become obvious those who are rebellious, disobedient, stubborn, what the outcome and the fruit of their lives will be.
Sithola konke ezwini kaNkulunkulu. Siyambonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngakho konke asenzele khona ngalezi insuku.
We receive everything from God's word and we want to thank God for all that which we receive these days.
Wena ohambayo hamba ke ube ukhanya endaweni yakini.
Those of you who will be leaving, go and be a light there in your community.
Nezweli insele lesiphonselwe yona.
You've heard the challenge that has been given to us.
Iningizimu neAfrika idinga abantu abasha amangoJoseph.
South Africa needs Josephs.
Iningizimu neAfrika idinga abantu abasha insizwa nentombi ezizothi thina sifuna ukuyiguqula leningizimu neAfrika kube izwe elesaba uNkulunkulu.
South Africa needs young men and young women who will go and say, we want to change and transform our country, that this will be a country which fears God.
Noma ithemba lingekho lishabalala ngenzwe lakithi ngokwenzeka khona, kodwa khona okungenzeka uNkulunkulu engalivusa ngathi nje thina esila.
And even though the lamp of our country is being extinguished and it looks hopeless, but because of young people that will be raised up from amongst us like Joseph, that there will be a hope for the future.
Ungalingi ubuyele emuva ekhaya wazi kahle ukuthi hayi mina kuze kube manje bengingakabuyisani noNkulunkulu.
Don't go back home. If you haven't yet used the opportunity to get right with God.
Namanje kuseyithuba lakho. Ungakabuyele emuva, ubuyele emuva nesibusiso. Ubuyele emuva wazi kahle ukuthi neyami inhliziyo ngomusa kaNkulunkulu ihlanzekile.
Even now you have that opportunity. You can come to the Lord and then you'll be able to go back home knowing that my heart has been washed and cleansed and it's right with the Lord.
Mabephuma abanye sala wena uthengisisa ithuba. Bakhona abafuna ukuthandaza nawe. Vuma izono zakho zihlambulule ukuze uhambe nenhliziyo emhlophe ubuyele ekhaya.
When others go out, you remain behind. There are those who want to pray with you and then you can also go home with a cleansed heart having been reconciled to God.
Kulaba abantu bebenyezelwa la ukuthi sebezohamba. Hayi ungajabulela ukuthi usuye ekhaya. Ungayihlanzele inhliziyo yakho. Noma bephuma abanye wena ozwayo ukuthi ngiyadinga ubuyisana noNkulunkulu, uzobe wenza ukuhlakanipha njengalowo wesifazane owaphaphama ngosuku lokugcina kanti bese kugcina kwempilo yakhe imoto ayihamba ngayo. Shayisa kwafa yena kodwa wafa kangcono ngoba ubeyilungisela indaba yakhe noNkulunkulu.
So those of you who have been announced that you'll be leaving some tonight still, don't be so happy just about that. If you haven't made right with God, use the opportunity, redeem the time, like that girl of whom we heard that used her last opportunity, and when she left she never reached home, but she died having made peace with God. May God be with you till we meet again. May God keep you. May He bless you. May you have a blessed Christmas time together with your parents. May it be a time of blessing, not a time of curse where you get drunk and drink. There's no blessing in that.
Asithandaze.
Let us pray.
Sibongile uNkulunkulu wethu ngokusinakekela kwakho.
Oh Lord, thank you for taking care of us.
Usifundisile, usenzele izinto ezinkulu nakulezi inkonzo Nkosi siyabonga.
Lord, you've shown yourself to us And in these days, you've done amazing things in our midst.
Usakhile Nkosi nangokubukwayo ngoJosepha. Sakhekile sithola isifundo, sithola umuntu esingabukela kuyena ukuthi yena waphila kanjani ebusheni bakhe wazoba mdala.
You've restored us. You've built our lives and our characters through your word and through even that which we saw with the example of Joseph held before us, who in a young age, obeyed you, feared you, and followed you.
Siyabonga Nkosi ukusithanda kwakho, uthando lakho liyamangalisa.
Thank you for your love, your amazing love to us.
Siyacela Nkosi ukuthi ugcine ilona lo Nkosi, ugcine konke umuntu akutholile kuzuzile.
O Lord, will you keep us, even as we part, will you keep each one, that they may not lose, and let go of that which they have received, but that they may hold on to it. Help us, Lord, when we get back home, that we look for opportunities to do good, to plant, to do things that will bring life and bring healing to our country. We pray, Lord, that in your grace, you'll be with us in this night as well.
Sicela Nkosi ukuthi ube nawo ubagcine ubavikele Nkosi kuzona zonke izingozi uvikele no driver Nkosi ngisho ebuthongweni.
And Lord, those who will be leaving even tonight already, be with them, keep them, keep your hand upon the drivers, keep them from becoming drowsy and keep them safe on the road.
Sikhulekela lona lo Nkosi ukuthi afike kahle ekhaya ephephile bajabula abazali.
Lord, we pray for each one that they may arrive safely and soundly at home and that their parents may rejoice when they see them again.
Siyabonga Nkosi Jesu. Sicela konke lokho egameni legameni Nkosi yethu Jesu.
We thank you, Lord. We ask all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.